Welcome to OnkLive On Air. I'm your host today, Courtney Flaherty. OnkLive On Air is a podcast from OnkLive, which provides oncology professionals the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, OnkLive covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, sponsored by AD Biosciences, we had the pleasure of speaking with Kristen N. Ganju, MD, about the evolving treatment paradigm for patients with advanced malignant perivascular epithelioid cell tumors, or PEComa, as well as remaining diagnostic and treatment challenges for this disease. Dr. Ganju is a sarcoma specialist and medical oncologist at Stanford Healthcare, as well as a professor of medicine at Stanford Medicine in California. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Ganju discussed remaining unmet needs for patients with malignant PEComa, patient characteristics and disease factors to consider when creating a treatment plan, and ways to have productive discussions with patients about treatment-associated adverse effects in the event that NAB sirolimus is selected as the optimal therapeutic route. Just to set the scene, what unmet needs exist for patients with malignant PEComa?
They don't tend to respond to regular chemotherapy. The issue with it is we just don't have good treatment options for them. Compared to other sarcomas or other cancers, most of them respond to chemotherapy initially, but with PEComas, it doesn't. That's one of the problems we have usually with patients with PEComa, and then they come in with pretty extensive disease as well. The majority of the time, surgery is not an option.
Thinking about the actual treatment of this disease, how has the malignant PEComa treatment landscape really evolved over time?
Throughout the years, 30, 20 years ago, patients were getting surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, even though chemotherapy was ineffective. I can tell you that I have several patients that were diagnosed years ago, and they were treated with multiple rounds of different types of chemotherapies without benefit. Now, we know the mutations that we normally see in these patients, and we can tell that from the very beginning that chemotherapy is not really a good option because it doesn't work. So then now we're using more targeted therapies now involving drugs that are called mTOR inhibitors. And these mTOR inhibitors are more effective definitely than other treatments for PEComas. We now know that patients with PEComa really should not get chemotherapy. Chemotherapies, as you know, are these chemicals that stop the growth of tumors by destroying the DNA, by destroying the capability of the cancer to grow. So now we know that chemotherapy doesn't work, and we have to actually target the mutations that the tumors have. So these are called targeted therapies.
And so talking about your own clinic, can you describe just the first one or two past case studies of PEComa that you've treated in your clinic? You know, what patient characteristics and disease factors did you consider, and what regimen did you ultimately decide on?
I can tell you about a patient who, about a 70-year-old woman who presented to me having a uterine cancer. And it was called the PEComa after we saw the patient and reviewed the pathology slides here. Initially, it was just called a high-grade sarcoma. And then a patient had a disease in the abdomen and pelvis. So it's multiple tumors in the abdomen and pelvis. She's had multiple chemotherapy drugs without benefit. So we saw the patient, reviewed the pathology slides, and confirmed that the patient has PEComa. Unfortunately, there was a lot of disease in the abdomen and pelvis. We couldn't do surgery. And at the time, we had a clinical trial with a drug called NAB sirolimus for PEComas. I started treating the patient with that drug, and the patient had a complete response, meaning that all the tumors were all destroyed. She was on the drug for about a couple of years. And eventually, since she was doing so well, decided to stop the treatment and see how the patient's doing. And patient was doing pretty good for about a year. She didn't require any treatment. After a year, some of the tumors started growing, and we went back to treat her with the drug again. and she had some good responses. And now it's been 4 years since I saw her in clinic, and she's still doing well with getting this treatment. The other case, this patient had a tumor on the skin on his back. Unfortunately, he did not respond to this treatment of napsurolimus and eventually passed away of his disease. And that patient was also diagnosed initially as possibly melanoma, but after we reviewed the slides, we found that it was actually a PEComa. He did well with the napsurolimus for about 6 to 8 months, but then after that, it did recur and he did pass away.
What are some of the challenges that you encounter when you're diagnosing patients with PEComa?
The first challenge is you have to have patients' pathology be reviewed by an expert sarcoma pathologist. PEComas are generally rare, and a lot of the pathologists in the community don't see these sarcomas that often, and they're usually misdiagnosed. When in doubt, the pathologist should have these patients get their pathology reviewed by an expert pathologist. The other issue is that nowadays we're doing genetic testing on these tumors. That's always important for rare tumors to do next-generation sequencing, which means that you're doing genetic analysis of the tumor to see if there is any unique characteristics of these tumors that it can help with diagnosis as well as possible treatment.
Once you do determine that napsurolimus is the optimal treatment route for patients, how do you communicate that to these patients to really prepare them for what this treatment's going to look like?
So the first thing they love about this treatment is that it's not chemotherapy, so it doesn't cause the regular hair loss and nausea and those kind of things. It has its unique side effect profile, and that's usually skin side effects. And, you know, patients get things like acne type of rash, usually on their scalp. They may get mouth sores. And then some patients get, as a side effect of these class of drugs, is that they can get high sugar levels, glucose levels, or they can get high cholesterol levels. So those are the things that we have to make sure that the treating physician is monitoring. They're monitoring for skin toxicity, mouth sores, as well as for cholesterol and glucose levels.
So if you do see any of that, what adverse effect management strategies would you employ for that adverse effect, or really for any of the ones you might see?
We monitor their cholesterol, and if it is elevated, then we treat them with cholesterol medications, with anti-lipid medications. If they have high glucose levels, some patients would have to be on diabetic medications for a while they're on this treatment. Some patients will get mouth sores. And for them, doing a steroid type of elixir, mouth swish and spit, that usually does help prevent or alleviate some of the symptoms of mucositis, of mouth sores.
So is there anything else that you'd like to add about your specific experience treating patients with PEComa that we didn't already cover?
One of the major issues is that with this being a new drug that was approved by the FDA, some oncologists don't know how to manage the side effect profile. The first important thing is the expert consultation to review the pathology, to make sure we're dealing with a PEComa, and then the treatment recommendations. And for a very long time, we didn't have any treatments, you know, for PEComas except for regular drugs that we've been using in the past, like everolimus, temsirolimus. These are mTOR inhibitors. The activity of these drugs are limited. And when we did the initial study for PEComas, as we were one of the cancer centers involved, the patients that we treated across this study, 40% of patients had shrinkage of their tumors. When they were analyzing the genetic mutations, we found that certain mutations called tuberous sclerosis complex 1 or 2, TSC 1 or 2 mutations, those patients actually had 80% response rate. So 80% of the patients had shrinkage of their tumors. So now we're doing a study now looking at all cancer patients who have that TSC1, TSC2 mutation with this napsurolimus drug to see whether or not we can see the same responses as we saw in PEComa. So I don't know if it's going to end up being a drug that is really, really good for PEComa, or is it really good for all cancers that have that genetic mutation?
What is your main message for your community oncology colleagues about treating patients with PEComa?
Yes, my major recommendation would be to, once they have a possible PEComa patient, to refer to an expert center just to confirm the pathology, just to make sure that this is the right treatment. Some patients just need surgery and they don't need treatment, and some patients need the systemic treatment. We don't have any clinical trials for PEComa right now, except some immunotherapy trials that we're doing. So anytime you have a rare disease, I always say all sarcomas, there's just 1% of all cancers, and then PEComa is just, you know, few percentage of this 1% of all cancers. Expert opinion is always appreciated for these patients who are seen in the community.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air, sponsored by AD Biosciences. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms, so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.